KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today, a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. A 17-year-old has been arrested in connection with the death of a 5-year-old boy whose body was found in a western Iowa ravine. The Harrison County Sheriff's Office said Cody Metzger Madsen was charged with first-degree death. Murder, that is, in the connection of the death that was reported Saturday evening. The boy's caregivers found his body in the ravine in rural Harrison County. Metzger Madsen is being held in the Harrison County Jail under a $500,000 bond. In Iowa, first-degree murder is a Class A felony punishable by a mandatory sentence of life in prison. Authorities say the teen and the 5-year-old had been living together in the same foster home since early August. Authorities did not immediately release the child's name. An autopsy was scheduled to be performed this morning. News time is 7:07.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of health care, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone. So stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests occurred on Sunday. 19-year-olds Michael Olin Hilton and Jacob David Jones, both of Corning, were arrested at around 10:45 a.m. on fifth-degree theft and simple assault charges. The young men are accused of going to the Corning Hy-Vee store and stealing a pack of cigarettes worth just over $6 and assaulting the manager of the store. Hilton and Jones were being held without bond in the Adams County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say two Clarinda residents were arrested Sunday night following an incident at Viking Lake State Park near Stanton. 19-year-olds Sheila Nothwer and Christian Clark Latham, both of Clarinda, were charged with possession of alcohol under the legal age. Latham was hit with an additional charge of interference with official acts. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Nothwer was cited for her offense and released. The sheriff's office was assisted by officers with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Iowa authorities are investigating a single vehicle crash that killed a 24-year-old man near Glenwood. The state patrol says Jake William Champ of Clarinda died following the crash at around 6:30 a.m. on Sunday. Champ was driving northbound on 221st Street north of Glenwood when he lost control of his 2007 Ford Fusion and drove down a steep embankment. The car hit several trees and rolled over before landing on its roof, trapping Champ inside. Officials say he died at the scene. A Nebraska man died as the result of a rollover accident Saturday morning in Pottawatomie County. State Patrol says 57-year-old Thomas Votman of Omaha was flown by LifeNet to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha, where he was pronounced dead. The patrol says Votman, who was driving a 2004 Toyota RAV4 eastbound on Interstate 80 about 5 miles northeast of Council Bluffs at around 11:10 a.m., when for reasons unknown the vehicle veered left into the median and came back out before rolling across I-80 and coming to rest in the northeast ditch. Votman, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle. A man has died after the motorcycle he was driving collided with a pickup, and a woman riding as a passenger on the bike was seriously injured. A man driving the truck was arrested on suspicion of leaving the scene of a fatal crash and running a stop sign. Police in Sioux City say the crash happened just before 11 p.m. on Friday in Sioux City. Investigators say a woman who witnessed the crash performed CPR on the man driving the motorcycle until help arrived, but the man died at the scene. The names of those on the motorcycle were not released over the weekend. Authorities say an accident led to an explosion and fire at a recycling plant in Denison. The fire occurred Friday and only took about 20 minutes for firefighters to get under control, but Denison residents say the explosion rattled windows in the area. Denison Fire Chief Corey Snowgren said the fire was caused when a crane operator turned over a car, igniting gas vapors that had accumulated in a void space in the pile. Fire crews from three other nearby communities were called to help. One firefighter was briefly hospitalized after twisting his knee in a scrap pile. News time is 7:11.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh.
And Matt. The high cost of medication is on everyone's mind these days. And if you need multiple medications each month, it can leave you wondering just how you're going to pay for it all, especially if you don't have insurance.
With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured.
And there are other benefits to being part of this program. When you stay consistent and get all of your prescriptions and other medications here, we can more accurately track your medications and screen for potential problems, reducing your risk for adverse drug interactions and side effects. The script card program is also accepted at Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy.
The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today, or get more information at rexpharmacyonline.com.
Rex Pharmacy, the price you need,
the service you deserve in downtown Atlanta.
In our funeral announcements, Joseph Bays, age 54, of Fontenelle, died Thursday. A Mass of the Resurrection service for Joseph Bays will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Leonard and Annabelle Schroeder, age 86 and 83 respectively, both of Atlantic, died Thursday. Memorial services for Leonard and Annabelle Schroeder will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Charles Maffin, age 77 of Earlham, died Friday. Funeral services for Charles Maffin will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Earlham Presbyterian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Rosemary Becker, age 87, of Atlantic, died August 28th at the Heritage House. Services for Rosemary Becker will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Alice Lint, age 78, of Panora, died August 28th in Des Moines. Services for Alice Lint will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Eleanor Marie Allen, age 93, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. Funeral services for Eleanor Allen will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Harold Zvorak, age 87, of Walnut, died Friday at his home. A celebration of life service for Harold Zvorak will be held Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Bernice Burnside, age 99, formerly of Lewis, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bernice Burnside will be Thursday at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Rodney Rhodes, age 59, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Rodney Rhodes will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Velma Smith, age 101, of Lewis, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Velma Smith will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dorothy Weiss, age 88, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Weiss will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Wilma Best, age 94, who's formerly of Shelby, died Saturday in Fremont, Nebraska. Services for Wilma Best are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy and Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.